Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I have dreamed a dream of every common man. The time I have sworn by my blood, as your man, my love, that one day, I promise one day your heartache will stop. But I've never, 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 never changed. I've never changed one single grain of sand. But just love in a common man. I want to thank you this evening. Oh, I thought that I felt you so. But that's when you turn around and look me in my eyes, and you let me know. You said, and you said it softly, I didn't have to worry about being a common man. You said, David, you don't have to worry about rising to the top. You said, I didn't have to swear by my blood. But oh baby, that one day your heartache would stop. Then you put your arms around me and you said, you never, 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 never cared. If I never change one single grain of sand, you said, I love. A common man. Well, my gratitude just keep on growing. Yeah, for recognizing me. I thank you, baby. Yeah, for respecting me. Yeah, I won't thank you, baby. For every time of need.
Greetings, as always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, who is the all-wise, almighty, true and living God. Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in the person of the last and most surely, the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. Greetings, black men. Black women, we're going to forego all of the formalities because it took me a time to even access my dashboard this morning. And then during the intro of the song, I heard it skipping and messing up on Blog Talk Radio's intro parts. So I'm looking at it may be something up and it may knock me off the air or do something. I'm just having that feeling. But I just want to talk to y'all for a minute because we're in a very, very, very precarious time. When you look at the situations that is going on with America and in America, and you see the growing racial divide, the growing economic divide, the wealth split, you see the anger and the hatred building in white people as though they have a cause to be angry and hateful about something when they have ruled us nearly totally for almost five centuries. They have exploited an entire people for nearly five centuries to become the top power in the world, to once upon a time have the number one economy, the number one manufacturing, the number one industries, the number one trade, everything It was built off the back of black people here in America. They want to give you this smooth lie to, oh, America was built of hard work and ingenuity of the middle class. That's a lie. It was built off free labor and free brain power of the ex-slaves. And now they see something good coming towards you, and it's angering them. See, listen to me good as we talk on this issue. As long as white people have the upper hand, everything is okay. As long as they have the advantage, everything is okay. But when the playing field becomes level or trends toward a level, anger rises up in them. They become mad. Just look at what they're doing to China. Just look at what they're doing with their own brothers in Europe with the sanctions and all of these things. And they're doing this to benefit themselves because they are losing in every area that they once dominated in. And when I say white people, I'm talking about across the board, but specifically America. And why is she doing this? Well, Messenger Elijah Muhammad teaches us, he says, the time that we are living in is now the judgment of the white folks. And America is number one. So as we look at this situation, we're looking at it from this perspective. So then if we look at it from this perspective, a divine perspective, then we can get a deeper understanding because divine is always deeper than earthly. When you look at the growing dissatisfaction within America, within all of the racial divides in America, with all of the political divides in America, and all of the cultural and economic divides in America, you can see all of this stuff is a part of the fall of America. This is the takedown of the Republic. I hope you understand this. The name of the show today is called When Destiny Calls and Convenient Truths Get Revealed. What has America in uproar? But again, Muhammad says, the time that we are living in now is the judgment of white folks. And America is numero uno, number one. God has made the whole world turn against America in order to destroy her. You know, I'm going to play a clip. I wouldn't even see. I go the way Allah sends me. Something that I'm talking to you about, it was in my heart. I was going to talk to you about another thing and lead up into this, but because this is so pertinent to our understanding and pertinent to our being able to position ourselves on the right side of what's going on, we got to address these things. We got to address these matters because they go to the very heart and core of the salvation of the black man and woman here in America and the billions around the globe. You understand? Again, the weight of what Muhammad says, sometimes you read him, but you don't weigh it. And that's a mistake. Sometimes you memorize him, but you don't learn him. And memorization is not a sign of understanding. Memorization is something that you repeat it over and over again. To understand, you got to go into the depth of something. Okay? So the last message of Allah says, the time that we are living in now is the judgment of white folks. So you see Russia and America, chest of it. And now you see the buildup for war and clashing. They're clashing on every battlefield now, right? Because this is the judgment. And this has to happen to break white people's power universally. Because they have ruled the earth without rival for the last few centuries in a time frame of 6,000 years. But recently, these last few centuries, okay, when one fell, when it was Spain and Portugal and England and France and all of these, the Netherlands and all of these people who are colonizers, at one point in time, they ruled the so-called known world to be ruled, killing off millions of people to exploit the labor, the brain power, and the wealth of those people and nations. This cannot go on in perpetuity. There must be a cutoff point, and judgment must reign. Again, as I said in the last show, and I constantly say in all the shows, prophecy does not go on forever. If that was the case, then there would be no need for us to have a judgment. So let us weigh the weight of God through his messenger. Sometimes you hear me read something, and I'll read it over and over and over to you. I'm signaling something to you that is of the utmost importance, because sometimes you read something and you don't understand the meaning of it. Sometimes you read something and you overlook it, but if you read something, like you'll read a book two or three times and you'll think you know the book, and then when you read it that fourth or fifth time, you say, oh, you know, I never read that before. I never understood that before. I never saw that before. So that's why you hear me sometimes speak ad nauseum over the same quote or the same verse or the same sentence or the same paragraph. It is because there's something in there that you must see and understand. The time that we are living in now is the judgment of the white folks, of the white folks. And America is number one. God has made the whole world turn against America in order to destroy her, right? Now, he goes further, and he said, and we're going to read this whole paragraph, but I want to address that part right there, and then we'll read the whole paragraph, and we'll readdress that. Then I want to show you the weight of his words and truth, okay? So it says, God has made the whole world turn against America in order to destroy her. How does he do that? First of all, he feeds America her own arrogance as if it was sweet wine, as the book teaches you. So she becomes inebriated with imperial hubris. I am that exceptional nation. Like Joe Biden said yesterday or the day before yesterday, America must lead the new world order. Must. Meaning that it is imperative. There's no other option. This is how inebriated they are on themselves. This is how inebriated or drunk they are of power and the position and the influence that they used to have. Muhammad says, as Daniel said in the Bible, prophesying of America under the four beasts. Think over it. Four beasts is the name given to the four greatest governments of the white man by the prophets. He didn't call them nothing but beasts. And now you want to call them angels while the prophets call them beasts. That's about what they are. They have a human look, but their characteristics are that of a beast. You may not believe me, but listen to this part. But the time will prove that I am teaching you the powers of the white world are symbolized in the Bible beast form. Right? So all one has to do to get a clear idea of who these great powers are of the white world is look at the United Nations Security Council. Right? There's five permanent members. There's four white nations. You understand? And look at the wars of aggression that they have led since they've been in existence. Okay? See, these inconvenient truths is something that nobody wants to address. Because some of us, we have fallen in love with this white man. We've fallen in love with his politics. We want to be their friends. We want to have houses next door. We want to do all of this madness. Even in the midst of their decline and fall. It's evident and it's clear that they're declining and falling. There's no lie. There's nothing that says that they are not in trouble. Even their own propagandists, even their own politicians, their own military officials, even their own pundits and prognosticators and economists are telling you the greatest magnitude is taking place with the financial order, with the political order of the world. There's a great change underway, and we're living in the midst of the changing world. Yeah, they don't like this inconvenient truth. They don't want that to get revealed. Because it is to you and I, it is to our benefit, and it's to their detriment. So if we go over to Message to the Black and Fall of America, okay, right here, 135, Muhammad tells you what to look for and why this happens, why the world turns against America, why it's when he says that the judgment is at the white folks, right? But especially America. And I'm paraphrasing because I'm talking to you right now. He tells us why. That America is specifically number one on this. So let's go to this and let's see. And we're going to see why America have alienated people. And we're going to play a couple clips. And we're going to bounce back and forth through these scriptures. That all of the messengers' books are scriptures. All right? They're divine revelation. As a matter of fact, this is the divine and last revelation. It says this right here. America now is at war with God through God's people, the so-called Negroes. The confusion and the plagues of the country with disasters, one after the other, is divine retaliation against white America's evil doings and intentions against her once slave and her false friendship. Stop right there. In the midst of America's decline, in the midst of her being booted from the economic number one spot and the technological number one spot and the industrial number one spot and even the global political number one spot, and her position is tenuous at best when we talk about her number one spot being the military juggernaut of the globe. All while that is going on, she has yet given her armed police force instruction to keep the slaves at bay, regardless of whom or what. So in the midst of her deploying hundreds of thousands of them to the borders of other people, other nations, families of those who are fighting her war are suffering racism and injustice, and they're being gunned down on video cameras. And then you have these pundits on TV justifying the wickedness and the madness of these people. What did Muhammad say? The scriptures, the prophets, gave them the name of beasts because they had the characteristics of a beast. And what will a beast do? Without thought, without second thought, without mercy, without justification, will pounce on his prey whenever given the opportunity to. Is that not right? That is absolutely right. Muhammad goes further. And if we look, when he talks about the storms and the destructions, the wildfires. There were some wildfires in Florida in the Panhandle weeks ago. Wildfires in Texas. The wildfires in California. Then you see the storms coming through. You see the tornadoes, the torrential rains, the heavy winds. All of this is happening in the scope of an economic disaster that is unfolding with America. But Muhammad tells you, and he gives you the understanding of why these things are taking place. Because America is waging war against God. He can't get God. So he said, I got God's people right in our midst. And we're going to mistreat them. We're going to abuse them. We're going to try to use them. And then we're going to try to kill them. And the ones that we can't kill, we're going to march and parade them before the world as a mockery to God. You see? So it says, plagues of the country with disasters. One right after another. Now, the confusion, look at Joe Biden. Look at his policies. A lot of people say, well, Joe Biden's policies, he surrounded himself with a bad political team, foreign policy team. No, those were Joe Biden's thoughts decades ago. All one has to do is pick up the YouTube and look at his video. This man wanted to do the things that they're doing now, even if it's political team. Wanted to do them. If he didn't give the okay and he's supposed to be where the buck stops, right, then it's still on him, right? So they are confused now. They don't know whether to try to go into Ukraine to salvage their operations that they had in there to try to dismember Russia through Russia's former partners that was in the Soviet Union. Every year, every few years, they gobble up another one and gobble up another one into a U.S. alliance. So this is the confusion. And now Russia is bucking back at them. Not that she wanted to. That's why Vladimir Putin constantly warned them. See, as Brother Rashid and myself and Michael, or Brother McCall, whichever way you want to produce, say his name, or Brother Gerald, when you hear us and we talk about Russia and we talk about Putin and we talk about they're not our savior. We're not looking for them. We're not on their side. You know, we rejoice in this because we understand the depth of why this is taking place. Plans in it for prophecy said that they would fulfill. And so when we look at Russia and how tentative Russia was, Muhammad says that Allah would force them to war, even if it meant dragging them and making them kick their feet while he's dragging them, and I'm paraphrasing. That's what we're seeing. Russia didn't really want to go against America. She wanted America's position, but she didn't really want to go to war because she understood what war meant. They understand that this war between them means the end of not just American dominance or America, what they call it, Pax Americana. Not just that. This means the end of white power globally and universally. You understand me? This is the significance of why Russia had to be dragged, kicking and screaming, and allow America to push right up to her borders. That's the significance. That's another inconvenient truth that we are telling you and we're revealing today. All right? So Muhammad says, the confusion and the plagues of the country with disasters one after another is divine retaliation against white America's evil doings and intentions against her once slaves. Now, let's go to the dictionary real quick, okay? Let me pull up the screen real quick. Give me one second. All right. Here we go right here. The word retaliation, according to the online dictionary, all right? It means, first it's a noun, and it means the action of returning a military attack or counterattack. So the confusion and the plagues and the disasters in America is divine retaliation. That means that God saw that we suffered the first attack. We were under attack. And as the protector of his anointed and his chosen, he gladly counterattacks. That's what retaliation means. It says revenge, vengeance, reprisal, retribution, recrimination, requital, the action of harming someone because they have harmed oneself, revenge. Knowing that and listening to that, you get a deeper understanding of what Muhammad is talking about, all right? We like to give you definitions, like the messengers say. We like to go into the definition so that you can understand it and get a clearer picture because nobody else is doing. Let's go further. He says, this is divine retaliation against white America's evil doings and intentions against her once slaves and her false friendship, which has her opening her homes to integrate the people of God with them who by nature are different or foreign. The white man has poisoned our minds so thoroughly against their own God and salvation to gain the favor of their own enemies. So if you start telling your brothers this and you start telling your sisters this, don't say that. That's what they do in public. Don't say that. We'll talk behind closed doors. They don't want you to openly dine them out because some of us, we still have this love and we still have this fear and we still have this some kind of crazy hope that one day they're going to treat us right. Huh? One day. Well, look, things are changing. Look, my son married to a white woman. Things changing. Hey, boss let me up the corporate ladder. I'm no longer the janitor. I work my way all the way up to assistant secretary. That's the way our minds are because we've been poisoned against our own salvation. But all of this, listen, I tell you when I read something, this stuff that I'm reading you is not really the core of what I'm trying to get at. But I'm explaining it along the way because we have to get an understanding. And I never, ever want to be responsible for ever misguiding you and misrepresenting the messenger's teachings to you. So when I give you something, I'm going to give it in its proper text so that you can get it fully, okay? Because I don't know, but I figure And I respect God, and I respect his word, and I respect his messenger, and I respect the salvation that they have brought to us, and I respect the sacrifice that Elijah Muhammad and his God has made for the deliverance of 68 million people here in America. I respect that. I love that. I honor that. Just like the white man honors his, I honor mine. But when destiny calls and convenient truths get revealed, don't you ever forget that. Furthermore, Muhammad goes. And this is something that you should understand. So this goes hand in hand with separation too, because it gives you an understanding of some of the separation that Elijah Muhammad was talking about. And don't worry, we got a show coming up soon. I'm doing the work, the leg work right now, about separation. And I'm not going to give my perspective, because that may lead you astray. I'm going to give it to you with clips of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad out of his books, multiple books, not just one quote, but multiple quotes from multiple books, okay? So that you can say, I don't agree with that. Well, when you say that you don't agree with it, you're going to be saying you don't agree with Elijah Muhammad, because that's all I give you is truth. I give you Elijah Muhammad. I give you truth. That is, as the scripture style him, that is the very spirit of truth. That man there. So I want you to listen as we go further, because we're getting ready to approach this, and then we'll try to play some clips to help you to understand the global surroundings and how it's connected with what we're talking about. He goes and says, the call of Islam, the true religion of God to us, the once slaves of America. Listen to this. This is heavy right here. It's the same call, not a different one, not an altered one, but the same call telling us to flee out of the American way of life. He's telling us to separate our minds from the culture, the politics, the economics, so that we don't get caught in the snare of believing that America will one day reboot and reign again. This will put us in a deficit mentally and spiritually, and we will be putting ourselves and our families in harm's way. So he says, it's the same call telling us to flee out of the American way of life so that our lives may be saved from the divine destruction of a non-repentant enemy. He knows we can't get out of America at this moment. He knows that we have neither the finance nor the resources to separate ourselves as we wish to be separated. He knows it. He knows scripture and how these things are to play out. That's why he says, separate, flee out. Flee out means to separate, to run away from. Right? To do what? Run away from. To flee away. To flee out. To separate. Out of the American way of life. Look at the American culture. And that's what he's telling you. You can't integrate with that. Remember, again, we go back to Moses. God warned Moses. Tell them people down there. Do not integrate into the political system, culture, or their financial system, because you will have to compromise on what I told you to hold dear to you. And if you compromise, you may become like one of them, and I'm going to have to kill you too. So now you see the stage is being set. So you're understanding why Muhammad is saying to separate. Because even if you separated in a physical territory somewhere, this white man will kill you in America. He'll kill you in America. He did it on Black Wall Street, and he'll do it again, especially when he know your salvation is his. You understand? Brothers and sisters, I know this is a hard pill for you to swallow, because you've been wearing wrong bifocals for so long. But now you're at the optometrist, and now we're going to correct that, and we're going to give you the proper glasses so that you can see clearly. All right? America wants you dead. She wants you as a mockery. She feels if she can do that, she can win against God. That's her ultimate plan. Russia is not her ultimate plan. China is not her ultimate plan. Her ultimate plan is to beat God. I know that sounds insane, but those are insane people. This is an insane republic. Her actions, her history shows you that she's not only a sociopath, she's a psychopath. Let's go further. Divine plagues and foreign wars. And here we are right where I need to be at. Divine plagues, not just plagues, but divine plagues, and foreign wars are now destroying the American standard of life and money. Stop right there. Stop right there. So we see that nations across the board are now looking for other ways, trade without the dollar. Russia did a strategic move when she now has forced America and Europe's hand by no longer accepting the euro or the dollar for raw material and for Russian goods of oil and gas and palladium and all of these precious minerals and metals that Russia produces a bountiful amount of, right? So what does that mean with American sanctions? Because this goes hand-in-hand with what Messenger Muhammad says, divine plagues. What are the plagues? Confusion, right? The mismanagement of your domestic and foreign policy. To constantly push for war and overexert yourself. To constantly threaten other nations and then provoke other nations and then say you for peace. They show that the empire no longer has any clothes on. Right? I hope you're following along with this because this is very important. Because most of you, when you read this, you didn't understand the connection, the teachings. When you read prior to the Star and Crescent Report, and you must admit, prior, you never heard the teachings explained like this. But now everybody wants to be try to explain it. And some of them, they can do a little bit of it, but they can't really get to the core of it because it wasn't meant for them to do it. Okay? So we have to give you something plain and clear so that you can truly understand. Listen to this good. Divine plagues and foreign wars are now destroying the American standard of life and money. So she has alienated nations. As a matter of fact, there was an article came out late last night saying it says that Moscow, meaning Russia, and Tehran, meaning Iran, are developing a swift alternative. Now, check this out. I want you to see how important that is. Because China has a system called SIPS, to the European and American-dominated SWIFT system, which does transactions in dollars, pound sterling, and euro. The yuan is set up in multiple countries, close to almost every country on the planet, close to it. China was building this up for over a decade. And Russia's Mir system and her own national system have integrated with the chip system, right? So now Russia can bypass U.S. dollar sanctions, being euro sanctions, and weaken America and Europe's economic hegemony over the globe. And now they can do trade outside of the dollar. And then America becomes more arrogant. Well, we will sanction any nation that helps Russia. Now, I want you to see what that means. To tell China that you, China, risk sanctions for helping its ally, tantamount to me telling one of you brothers not to help your brothers in this time of need. And if you do, I'm going to fight you too. Well, we're going to say, bring it on then. Especially when we see that you done got beat up a couple times. And we see that what your weakness is, and your weakness is our strong point. So we're going to tell you to bring it on. The same thing is going on in the financial system right now. And think about this. I want you to think about this. Most of the Asian, A-S-E-A-N, not A-S, IAN. I'm talking about an organization now and not a composition of territories in Asia, okay? ASEAN, the Organization of Asian States, right? Their largest trade partner is China. So they're doing a lot of bilateral trade with the Chinese renminbi, which is called the yuan. This is weakening the dollar position. And listen to this. China doesn't even report it. Doesn't even report it. So it looks like China has a smaller amount of international trade in renminbi than what it actually is. Because remember that the ASEAN organization is the largest trading bloc on the planet. You see? So when we look at this, we have to look at it slow and micro state, and then we build it up so that you can see the big picture. Now look at this. Just 2 days ago, I believe, 2 days ago, the largest free trade agreement in history went into effect. And guess who is the center of that thing, of the trade? China. And guess what they are now discussing? The using of China's international payment system and the yuan as the main currency. What did Elijah Muhammad say? Divine plague, that mismanagement, that hubris, all of that is put on America, and God is feeding it to her as if it was sweet wine. And she has mismanaged her domestic and international policies, alienating enemies and friends, which gets us to the point of, foreign wars are destroying the American standard of life and money. Look in America. Inflation is through the roof. You can barely go into a store that is fully stocked in America today. Now, this has everything to do with China, too. China supplies roughly 90-some% of all goods on the shelves of all stores within America. China makes most of components that go in America's warplanes, warships, spacecraft, aircrafts, all of these boards, these motherboards come from there. So again, I'm going to repeat that, and then you see it clear now. Divine plague and foreign wars are now destroying the American standard of life and money because she's alienating her creditors. She's trying to hold the world hostage at the barrel of an imperial gun and saying, if you don't buy my debt, I'm going to kill you. Is that not insanity? To me, that looks like it's an insane person. To threaten, that's just like you going to, if you got a mortgage from Wells Fargo, and you go to Wells Fargo, and you owe them $500,000, and you just started paying on your mortgage. And you go to Wells Fargo and say, listen, Wells Fargo, I read this article about you, and I don't like the article. So listen, I'm telling you right now, you're going to reduce my mortgage, you're going to do this, and you don't have no leverage, none. Not only is Wells Fargo the holder of your mortgage, they're also the owners of the corporation that you work at, and they own the food stores that you go to, and they also have given you a mortgage on your car, and you go to them with threat. That is insanity. And so that's what we're looking at. And when we see these things, and when the destiny of America, because this is her destiny is to be brought low, her destiny is to be broken down, her destiny for her to be in the ground, to be in the dirt, so she will no longer have a throne to perch herself on, to say, look at me. I am and there is none other. Isn't that Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar? And what my hands have wrought. Right? Let's go further. It goes and says, and let me get a sip of water real quick while I'm talking to y'all. It says, her deceitful, filthy temptations now being displayed make the once slave and enemy of his God and of his own salvation. Because what we do, they deprive of proper education. We don't get the proper understanding of finance. We don't get the proper understanding of credit growing up. Most black people don't get that. So when we grow up, and then we realize that, look, I don't want to work at McDonald's all my life. I don't want to do this. And my credit is bad, or I don't have credit, so they won't give me a loan and make everything harder. So what that push you to? They start talking about the military. And so they go in the military. And if God says that this nation, he has declared that this is the most wicked nation on earth, and he will remove her first, and you go into her army to defend her because you take an oath, defend America from any threat, domestic or foreign, that makes you an enemy of the God who has decreed through the mouths of all of his prophets and messengers that he will bring America low. You understand me? This is very serious. So it goes further and says, are designed to make them take part with them against the aim and purpose of Allah, which is to set the so-called Negro in heaven while he lives. That's why they deprive you of the opportunity. They force you. You don't even realize it. They're forcing you to that avenue. Either go in the military, work this menial job over here, or go in the hood and sell drugs and do this and do that, or go play basketball, or do this. Something that is not relevant to the building up of your people as a whole. We have become so individual-minded that we don't think as a whole anymore. And no people and no nation can survive when you're only thinking about your own self. Right? Where I wanted to reach, okay? I did all that to get to this. Remember about the plagues. Remember about the confusion. Remember about the divine retaliation. Remember about her tempting God's people to be God's enemies by depriving them of the way to self-independence. Remember the separation of your mind from their culture and their way of life. Remember the divine plague and all of these foreign wars being the linchpin to the destruction of their standard of living and their money. Muhammad goes on further and tells us, a prophecy relating to America is mentioned in Isaiah 41 and 47:1. As a virgin daughter of ancient Babylon's history. As we all know, America is the last, the greatest, and the richest remaining power of the white nations. But now she has fallen, and the prophet Isaiah says, come and sit down in the dust. Humble yourself, for you are no more called delicate. America, in the midst of her fall, she's yet becoming more and more arrogant. This is what happened to Pharaoh. Remember, listen, God kept sending Moses to Pharaoh, right? And this is something that just came to my mind right now. And God would put a plague on Pharaoh. And then Pharaoh would send for Moses. And Pharaoh would make all of these promises. Oh, I'll give, now listen, I'm not going to let the people go now. I'm not going to give them a home of their own. But listen, I'll treat them a little better. I might give them a job. I might do this and I might do this. And then Moses would go consult with God. And Moses had got to a point because he had kept going there. And God kept relieving Moses, Pharaoh of some of the plague, that Moses got frustrated with God because he wanted Pharaoh to be dealt with. Go read the book. Go read that Bible. Moses had got frustrated. And he thought that they would make mark of him because every time he go tell him something, God, you lift the weight off of him. God said, nah, listen, I know what I'm doing. Go tell Pharaoh this. And he's going to do this, this, and this. And that's where I want him to be at, right there. And when he does that, I'm killing him. This is where we at. This is where we are with America. She is, look at her, in the day, she needs finance from every nation on earth, yet she is always in every nation's business, trying to dictate to them how they should run their government, how they should run their nation. And she can bomb all the nations around the world. But how dare you bomb Europe? Hell, you just bombed Libya back to the Stone Age. Have we forgotten? You sent two. Now, Libya had a population of 5 million people. That's a huge country, too. 2.5 million in exile. You killed 500,000. And then you started trouble between the remaining people there. And you want to give somebody advice on what not to do. You talking about Russia is bunking up against the world order. These are war crimes. You must have forgot you bombed Yugoslavia. That was in Europe. What about those Muslims up in there that you nearly eradicated there? You forget all these things. That's convenient amnesia. You forget what you don't want anybody else to know nothing about. Listen, here's something right here. I just Googled this in. So let's see. This, I just put in some keywords. Countries that the United States bombed since World War II. That's what I put in. Okay? Now, she want to give Russia advice. Okay? Now, this doesn't help every nation because some of these things, the covert operations that America has done, but I just want you to just give you a brief thing, okay, and tell me whether or not she has the right to tell anybody what they can and can't do. She bombed China from 1945 to 46. She bombed Korea from 1950 to 1953. She bombed China again from 1950 to 1953. Guatemala, 1954. Indonesia, 1958. Cuba, 1959 to 1960. Guatemala again, 1960. Belgian Congo, the Congo, not no Belgian Congo, the Congo, 1964. Guatemala again, 1964. The Dominican Republic, yes, the Dominican Republic, 1965 to 1966. 1965, Laos, or Laos, but it's Laos, 1964 through 1973. Vietnam, 1961 to 1973. Cambodia, 1969 to 1970. Guatemala, yet again, 1967 to 1969. Lebanon, 1982 to 1984. Grenada, 1983 to 1984. Libya, 1986, and don't forget she did it again. El Salvador, 1981 to 1990. Two, Nicaragua, 1981 to 1990. Iran, 1987, 1988. Libya, again, 1989. Panama, 1989 to 1990. Iraq, 1991. Kuwait, 1991. Somalia, 1992 and 94. And she's bombing them right now. She has an illegal base in Somalia right now. Okay, Bosnia, 1995, Iran, 1998, and remember she hit and killed Suleiman, the top general of Iran, under President Trump, so he bombed him again, in essence. Sudan, 1998, Afghanistan, 1998, Yugoslavia, 1999, Afghanistan, 2001, Libya, 2011, Iraq and Syria, 2014, Somalia, 2011, Iran, 2020, and it's a host of them, a host of them. Yet she feels the need to call other people war criminals, other people. You understand? As I say it, not as I do, because when I do it, it's benign. But when you do it, you are a threat to the international order. Man, they are crazy. These people are crazy as hell. And if you give way and start acting like them and believing like them, you're going the same way. You're going to be crazy as hell just like them, doomed to destruction. So, listen. As I read that, Muhammad said, talked about that divine plague in the foreign wars, destroying the American standard of life and money. I want to play something to y'all. Because this is a video, it's like a minute and 36 seconds. Some of y'all who be on my YouTube channel, The Red Pill Diaries, all one word, The Red Pill Diaries, all one word. Some of you have already checked it out, but this video says that the United States targeted sanctions of the global population. Isn't that something? And that's a rough estimate. She's sanctioning 30% of the population of the earth. On one end, she's sanctioning more on the other end. And then she goes right back and deficit spend. And when she deficit spend, she is putting future burdens on her so-called future republic. And at the same time, for this to happen, foreign investors need to buy her debt. Now, whether y'all know this or not, I believe it was either the last debt sale that America had or the one right before that. America was selling billions of dollars in bonds to finance something. I forget what it was. It slips my mind at this moment. And no one bought the debt. That was a sign of things to come. No one bought the debt. She was so embarrassed that at the last minute, an anonymous source bought the debt. The anonymous source, we found out, was the Federal Reserve. Again, that is the crack dealer buying up his own crack to smoke. That never ends well, does it? I want you to listen to this little clip here.
So, you know, presently the United States, with the support of the United Nations and the European Union, have imposed sanctions, economic blockades, and other economic coercive measures on over 30% of the global population, mainly in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. I think that anyone paying attention knows that these policies have had devastating impacts on ordinary people, causing death, destruction, economic hardship, and a spectrum of human rights violations, and that these measures are often used to target states that pose a threat to U.S. World domination. And that's something that we know not just from the historical narrative, but also because, you know, U.S. officials have on many occasions clearly and plainly have articulated the intent of these types of measures. And so what the tribunal aims to do is challenge and expose the atrocities that stem from these policies and to expose these measures as unlawful and unjust, and to highlight the colonial and imperial nature of economic coercive measures. And some of our sort of more specific objectives, I think I would say, would be to build sort of a broader understanding and a consensus around the illegality of these measures.
So this woman was talking about the illegality of U.S. unilateral sanctions. And see, because, and she uses her dollar. See, this goes back to Elijah Muhammad when he talks about her foreign wars and her divine plague. See, she's mismanaged. She thinks because she has the world reserve currency that she can continue doing this. And the more she continues to illegally sanction other nations, and then she threatens to sanction their brothers or threatens to sanction anybody or goes against her will, right? That's what she does. So she's, in essence, alienating people who may have at one time wanted to buy her debt. That's the confusion. Those are that's part of the divine plague. God is scrambling her mental capacity. So she can't think straight. She can't think through the fall. And when she thinks she's doing this, she's actually over there making things worse, exacerbating the problem even greater. That woman said, over 30% of the population of America has sanctioned. But China, being a rising power, China won't take it sitting down. As a matter of fact, let me play this clip right here.
As the war in Ukraine enters its third week, China is threatening to retaliate if the U.S. punishes Chinese firms for doing business with Russia. Eunice Yun joins us now with that story. Good morning, Eunice.
Good morning, Joe. Well, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said that if the U.S. sanctions Chinese companies, that China would respond firmly and forcefully. Now, this stern warning is part of what's becoming a more blatant anti-West, pro-Russian point of view. China is starting to echo now Russia's PR blitz over Ukraine, accusing the U.S. military of operating, quote, dangerous biolabs in Ukraine. This is a theory that the U.S. has warned could be President Putin's way of justifying further attacks in Ukraine. And state media today also called the U.S. the, quote, empire of lies. And this is a phrase that Putin used right after the West started sanctioning Russia. So official news outlets are also doubling down on their criticism of U.S. policy. Xinhua, the agency, slammed Washington for suggesting China had prior knowledge of Putin's plans right around the time of the Beijing Olympics, calling it a downright lie. And the Communist Party Global Times warned Europe to sharpen their eyes to the cost to Europe to what's being painted as U.S.-led sanctions.
So now you have a nation, China, that is now on par with America militarily. And as a matter of fact, she's outstripping her as we speak. She's producing more warships, more warplanes, and all of that stuff than America can do with her combined forces of NATO. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Patreon, the Red Pill Diaries, it's patreon.com/Red Pill Diaries, all one word now. We have an article on there. We talk about something that took place recently that they didn't put in the news, that there was an encounter over the East China Sea. The United States was planning a highly provocative action with China, and they were in, I believe, F-35s or F-22s. China's new radar picked them up long before they even realized that they were detected on radar. And China sent up its J-20s, their fifth-generation warplanes. And only did China make up lost ground in the air. This is something I'm going to give you just a little bit of, because the article is much deeper than that. The Chinese surprised the American pilots in the F-22s or F-35s or whatever they were in, because they approached them without being noticed on the American radar. And when they approached them, they did maneuvers that were roughly about 20 feet away from the plane. And the U.S. fifth-generation warplanes couldn't match the speed, or could not even match the maneuvering of the Chinese J-20 fifth-generation warplanes. You didn't hear this in the news. And more about it, that even the general of who is a commander of the Pacific Forces, he was so stunned that he gave a lecture on it. And he said he was taken aback by the progress that the Chinese made with their weaponry and how good it is. It shocked them. You didn't get that in the news. But America would thump their chest. Nothing compares to our weapons. Nothing can do this. And we put quotes in the article from the general himself. So you can't say that this didn't happen. Okay? So these are more inconvenient truths that the world, especially America, are trying not to let you see, trying not to let you understand that there's a shift going on, a major geopolitical, economic, political, cultural, industrial, and technological shift from west to east. From west to east. So, again, let's read something from Mr. Muhammad since we're talking on it. And this bothered the U.S., as a matter of fact, in the article, and I'll share a little bit more with you because the article was in-depth on it, so I can share just a little bit more, and you can still go there, sign up. We have $3 membership, $7 membership, and $12 membership. Support the cause. We give you information that nobody else give you, and we give you stuff way before anybody else say anything about it. And sometimes we give it to you when nobody says nothing about it. In the article, they had to go and rework their war plan after this took place. They had to go back and rework their air dominance plan in case of a conflict with China. They have come to the conclusion, regardless of what they tell you publicly, they have come to the conclusion that America no longer enjoys air supremacy over the skies of Asia. That was their findings. You understand me? So regardless of what they tell you publicly, I'm telling you what they're saying behind the scenes. And Muhammad says, the judgment of America, Babylon could have been healed, but was not. She was not healed. America is just beginning to experience sorrow, mourning, grief, and distrust. Stop right there. And distrust of God and man. Stop right there. So now God is revealing the man of sin. And this is causing grief. Think about how you learn when you find out that this person that you was in love with is the actual devil. Think about what they feel when they find out that they're the actual devil. Think about the mourning that's going on in the people's minds and hearts when they realize that I'm in love with this society. I'm addicted to this society. But if I stay in love and stay addicted, then I'm going the same way this society is going. There's a lot of grief and mourning going on. And this produces, from the other nations, distrust of America because she continues to backstab them. She continues to lie, have double standards, show egregious hypocrisy for the people. And she is alienating her allies and her enemies alike. What did Muhammad say? America is just beginning to experience sorrow, mourning, grief, and distrust. And where is it coming from? Anger of God and man. So the original man is mad. He's mad as hell because he has nothing and everything is his. The God is mad because his people, who are the original man and woman of earth, have been abused and misused and are constantly being deceived by this arch-deceiver. So God is revealing this man of sin for the whole world to see. And the book says, and according to both the Holy Quran and the Bible, there will be plenty more of the same. Now listen to what this white man said about America and her so-called ironclad promises to do this and to do that. Okay? Listen close to this right here.
Yeah, I think that this is definitely what's happening. This fracture is happening. I would just, what you mentioned is very important, just to add one point in order to support, you know, this view that everything is not going very well for the United States. You know, let's keep in mind that the president of Hungary has been, Ukraine, Zelensky, he has been asking for U.S. intervention in Ukraine in order to support what they call their struggle against Russia. Of course, this is very ghoulish. No one can ever support that. But it is plain for everyone to see in the world stage that the United States, you know, they don't consider their allies as allies, such as Ukraine, or as they did Afghanistan before they walked out of Afghanistan and left all of their partners in a dire situation in Afghanistan. Now with Ukraine, it's clear for everyone to see. They were and are using Ukraine as a proxy, military proxy, in order to further U.S. intentions towards Russia. And, you know, no one hopes that the United States will come in to help Ukraine, but it does not fall on deaf ears, especially in Europe, I would say, but also in Asia, Africa, and Latin America, that no country in the world, even a country that acts as a virtual Trojan horse for the United States and Europe, that is the Ukrainian government, not even that government can count on the United States. So I think it's also going to influence the situation geopolitically in the next weeks and months.
So you see, he said no nation can count on America. See, this is what I'm telling you. Now, I just got a message from Yahoo. I tell you what, it's crazy. Rashid, did you know that your identity and devices are coming under constant attack by internet software against viruses and stuff is telling me that right now my computer and everything is coming under attack. I wonder why. Is it because we're talking about the destiny of America, calling her to see inconvenient truths get revealed? Could that be the reason? We're looking at the fall of America. It reminds me, matter of fact, it reminds me of the Bible. Where's my Bible? Hold on 1 second, guys, as I find my Bible. I got books laying everywhere. So y'all bear with me. All right, here we go. Now, I think it's in Isaiah. Let me see. Give me a second. Okay, here we go. Yeah, in Isaiah. Brothers and sisters, I do this live. Okay? I go where Allah leads me, and that's what I meant. So when we look at the situation, and you've heard these clips, and we look at America's actions, this is what the scripture says about her and all these other people. Woe to thee that spoilest, and thou wast not spoiled, and dealest treacherously, and they dealt not treacherously with thee. When thou shalt cease to spoil, thou shalt be spoiled. And when thou shalt make an end to dealing treacherously, deal treacherously with thee. So the nations are now making their own little small economic blocks. their own political bloc. All of them are interacting with the other one, and all of them complement the other one. But all of them have something in common. They are considered enemies or threats by the U.S. Now, if you just look at Russia, China, India, Pakistan, Iran, Syria, Lebanon, and the top part of Africa, the north part of Africa, do you know that is roughly 30 to 40% of the total population of the planet Earth? Do you know that? Now, when you look at the global south, that term designated to people who are outside of the American alliance, the global south comprises 70+% of the population of the planet Earth. So when America talks to you about the international community, she's talking to you about Canada and Australia and New Zealand. These are white niggas. These are ruled by white folks. They all have a shared destiny to dominate everybody else. You understand? I know some of you will be perplexed. You'll say, well, why is France going along with this? Why? When it's cutting into her economics. And at the time, you see a growing protest movement and people are losing jobs. Why would France even go along with this? Because what Trump's daddy is to rule, they have to go along with their brethren to continue the world order, even to the detriment of economic progress. But France gonna turn tail on them, brothers and sisters. Listen, when she see what they get, watch what I tell y'all now. France is going to tell. Didn't we tell you on this show that? I remember a conversation with Rashid and I had on this show. And we were telling you about how these wars were going to start. It was going to be scrimmages like this. And after those major conflicts in North Africa and the Middle East, because that's the MENA region, the Middle East and North African region, and after the Asian conflict, that there will be a war to settle everything in Europe between them two and force America back where America will be dealt with the way she's supposed to be dealt with. And we told you on the show that it is going to start in the Baltics, and we said Russia was going to be trying to nibble back at some of those territories that America's trying to grab. What's going on right now? I'm asking you this. Because if what we say didn't have any weight, then we would not be able to point to it, right? What's going on now? And how do we know this? Because the last and the greatest messenger of God had already told us. It wasn't that we were so wise amongst ourselves that we predicted this. No. It was that we were very astute students in the word of the Rosetta Stone of truth. And so we followed that Rosetta Stone. And we said, well, if this happened, then this happened. And he said, this was going to, then this happened. So it was the wisdom of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that led us to reveal some of these inconvenient truths. And now the world is bearing witness to this. And we've been talking to you and telling you that these things must come about. They have no alternative. Because divine decree was given that these things come about. Because everything that you see is a step in the direction of breaking the power of the American white man first over you and I, so that we can fully and really separate and of our own and be redeemed while God wipes the map with these people who have mistreated us. We're watching this in real time, and some of you don't even sit back and live in the moment and acknowledge what is going on. Some of you don't even recognize the truth of this time, so you don't treasure this moment that you're living in. And before you know it, it'll blow past you. It'll blow past you. I don't think y'all get it. This time is like no other time before. And I heard some black people, even some boxing channels, what is the boxing name? Lomachenko, the Ukrainian boxer, Lomachenko, and the and the unified world champion, heavyweight champion, Oleksandr Usyk, those two. They made a big thing about them going to defend their homeland, Ukraine, which, I remind you, is a made-up country. And these black people were talking about, we support you and all this stuff like this, right? And they were talking, but they didn't talk about none of the racism that black people are facing over there. They didn't talk about how black people was ripped off trains trying to leave there and was threatened with death. They said, no, these are for white people to get on. What did that remind you of, huh? And then at the border, remember how Europe says of refugees, and we're going to take all of these refugees in, right? But at the border with Poland and other nations, they are accepting all of these refugees except black people. And what the kick in the head about this is that the military bases in Poland and the surrounding areas that host American troops, they're filled with black people. And the black people are supposed to protect these countries from Russia. Man, you can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. Matter of fact, I'm going to play a little clip on this. So listen to this. This is about 2.5 minutes.
Hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian refugees are crossing into Europe in what the UN calls the largest migration crisis in a century. And its politicians have been quick to explain why the EU should take them in.
These women, children and elderly must be welcomed in Europe. Anyone can now perfectly understand the difference between the flow of refugees that is happening now and the invasion of young men of military age and of Muslim origin that have been launched against different borders of Europe in attempt to destabilize and colonize it.
If you're still in doubt, the corporate media dots the I's and crosses the T's.
It's very emotional for me.
I paused it right there because I heard something there. Now, he says, anyone can see the need to help those refugees out who are not Muslims. You can't make this stuff up. And later on in this thing, they're going to talk about black people. They don't want you. They don't want the Muslims. They don't want the black people. But they want to help the refugees now. And a big part of the refugees are the Muslims and the black people who were over in Ukraine, helping Ukraine. Right? So that's how much compassion and love they have for you. While you're seeing this 24-hour blitzkrieg on your screens about terrible Putin, benign and malevolent Ukraine, they don't tell you that Zelensky is a CIA and MI6 operative who is a down low, as some people say, homosexual. As a matter of fact, I shared a video with him dancing and spandex. Clothes. He had a video of him dancing in spandex clothes, high heel, women boots, and doing all kind of crazy stuff on it. And he's a drug addict on top of that. And he doesn't run it. The neo-Nazis that run him. Yet, all of this stuff they talk about, Zelensky and Ukraine, the president of Ukraine, when the CIA and the MI6 are writing his speeches, and if he does a good job in front of the camera, they give him some more dope and give him his $1.6 billion that he has in offshore foreign accounts to sacrifice his people so that he can get rich. It's no wonder a few years ago America had Ukraine as the most corrupt on the planet Earth. If I'm lying, go Google it. Go Google it if you think I'm lying. Okay? But I got to get back and play this clip, okay? So I want you to pay close attention to the entirety of it.
Hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian refugees are crossing into Europe in what the UN calls the largest migration crisis in a century. And its politicians have been quick to explain why the EU should take them in.
These women, children and elderly must be welcomed in Europe. Anyone can now perfectly understand the difference between the flow of refugees that is happening now and the invasion of young men of military age and of Muslim origin that have been launched against different borders of Europe in attempt to destabilize and colonize it.
If you're still in doubt, the corporate media dots the I's and crosses the T's.
It's very emotional for me because I see European people with blue eyes and blonde hair being killed.
This isn't a place, with all due respect, like Iraq or Afghanistan. This is a relatively civilized, relatively European. I have to choose those words carefully, too.
We are in the 21st century. We are in a European city, and we have cruise missile fire as though we were in Iraq.
To put it bluntly, these are not refugees from Syria. These are refugees from Ukraine.
They're Christians. They're white. They're very similar to us.
They seem so like us. That is what makes it so shocking. Ukraine is a European country. Its people watch Netflix and have Instagram accounts. War is no longer something visited upon impoverished and remote populations.
Surely a little racist for such progressive countries, not to mention the fact that the crisis is at least in part down to the failure of Western diplomacy and foreign policy.
When it's Syrians or Africans on a boat, these countries didn't even try to integrate them. They reject even the chance that anyone brown could assimilate. Your skin is too dark. You couldn't possibly eat borscht.
But this disparity is not only about racism. Ukrainians fleeing violence and heading to the West are refugees, while Ukrainians fleeing violence and heading to Russia to seek refuge are just migrants, apparently second-class citizens, despite looking the same. What about the bombing of Yugoslavia, also a white Christian nation comparable to Ukraine? It was celebrated, not condemned, in large part because NATO itself was the aggressor. Just remember this and compare it to this. Spot the difference? It seems the West is okay with dividing people between those who are worthy and those not worthy. It's not only racism, it's politics, while concern for those who are forced out of their homes plays second fiddle.
So you see it? And those clips over there were from live reports from journalists on TV like CNN and CBS and NBC. These were live. It does something to me. These people are not savages. They are European. They have blonde hair and blue eyes. We should not stand for this. Now check this out. So they put a roadblock up to the Muslims and the black people from coming in there because they say this is different. These people were coming in as an invasion. They forget the reason that they came in. Muammar Gaddafi had told them, if you kill me, then there will be an influx of people into Europe. What did the United States and Europe do? Go and bomb the hell out of North Africa and destroy the most prosperous nation, not just in Africa, but the most prosperous nation on the Mediterranean. The nation of Libya was more prosperous than European nations on the Mediterranean. That is a fact. Everybody envied the health care. Everybody envied the education and what people had to offer. The medical field. Everybody envied Libya. They threw it back to the Stone Age. The French was just kicked out of Mali for stealing all of the gold and uranium and all of this stuff, and there's still a war going on there. Did you know that the French bombed four Muslim countries, black countries, in North Africa this past month? Did you know that? Killing thousands of black people. Did you know that? No, you didn't know that because the media didn't report it. They disregarded the national sovereignty, went into these people airspace, bombed them, had troops on the ground against the wishes of the government and the people there, and slaughtered these people, and not a peep was on the news. But we reported it on the Red Pill Diaries. We told you about it. And now they're whining about an influx of Muslim and black men coming into Europe. Hell, if you wouldn't have bombed Libya, if you wouldn't have bombed Mali, if you wouldn't have bombed all of those nations, or destabilize them with your PSYOPs program of Al-Qaeda and ISIS and Boko Haram, then you wouldn't have no need to worry about them because they had the institutions, they had the government. All of that stuff was stable and in place. But not only did you take up leaders and overthrow the government, but you destroyed the very institutions which are supposed to be built to govern nations. And then you want to whine about the blowback of your arrogant racist policies. You can go to hell with that. Telling you, brothers and sisters, these people are wicked as hell, and you don't know the depth of their arrogance and their racism towards you, their racism towards you. Man, I'm telling you, some of you, because of the time and because God is after America, some of y'all are going to suffer. Some of y'all are going to suffer. Because you don't understand what is going on and because you refuse to accept the truth, right? So I want to play another clip since I didn't get a chance to play many clips. I want to play another clip, and it's about the inflation. We talked about the last hurrah on the last show. As a matter of fact, let me play that 57-second clip, and then we'll go into this two-minute clip so that you can understand that America is under strain globally. Europe is under strain globally. This is that great commotion that Elijah Muhammad was talking about. This is that chapter in the fall of America when Messenger Muhammad writes, hell erupt. This is what that's talking about. The stuff that you just heard, that's about that chapter. Hell erupt. Matter of fact, brothers and sisters, hear you, brother. I'm telling y'all, brothers and sisters, everything is relatable to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Listen to what he said. Then I'll play it. And if we go over a little bit, you'll just give me a couple minutes, okay? Because we have to get this stuff in. The chapter is chapter 52 of Fall of America. He puts it in the Fall of America, right? And he says the chapter is called Hell, E-double-L, erupts, like a volcano, right? He says, why are the nations angry? That's the first thing he said. He asked the question, why are the nations angry? About America. He's talking about some specific nations. Why are they angry? And then he goes and follows that up with another question. Who are the nations that are angry at the resurrection of the dead? So now he gives you another question, but with a little caveat in there. He kind of reveals the reason why they're angry, because it was time of the resurrection of the dead. Then he goes and says, the 18th verse of the 11th chapter of Revelation in the Bible plainly teaches us that these nations are angry and mad because of the rise of the dead, that God himself was the source of the power behind the resurrection or rise of the mentally dead people, the black man. So this is why they're mad. They thought that they could bomb us. They thought that they could sanction us. They thought that they could steal all of the wealth and all of our brain power to keep their civilization going. But the author of truth is now showing them that they have no power against his truth. You understand? He goes further and says, slaveholders who have been the real cause of the mental death the revelation relates to as being deprived of justice. God comes to give them justice and to justify them as being equal to their slave masters as human beings. As you know from the 400 years of legal slavery and free slavery of the American so-called Negroes, they have never been recognized even as human beings. As one devil says, they are only three-fifths of a human being. It is true that the history of our treatment by the devil slave masters practically made our parents and ourselves less than human beings. This is why I teach that the main rights we should seek first are human rights, not civil rights, human rights. The American so-called Negro fell in love with the slave master, and the slave master's children because of unalike attracting them and their brothers in Africa. Therefore, the manifestation, remember I told you that the revealing of the man of sin is part of all of this? This is what he said. The manifestation of the enemy devil in the resurrection makes the dead to see that which causes them to be mentally dead, right? So Muhammad tells us that it wasn't just a nation that was angry. There were multiple nations that were angry. And they had a beef with the dead being raised to life. And so they went to work to try to prevent the resurrection of the dead. So God intervened. Almighty God, who has come to us in the magnificent and wonderful person of one Master Farad Muhammad, intervenes and breaks their power economically, breaks their unity, breaks their military dominance, their technological ingenuity, and put rivals up so that they'll be preoccupied with a China, with a resurgent Russia, with an Iran, all the while at home. In racial divide, cultural divide, wealth divide, social divide. Is that not right? So they're mad because the scripture had taught us that this would happen in the time when the dead rise. So our resurrection out of the mental grave of all of this foolishness and materialism that we have died in under our slave masters is because the author of truth, Almighty God Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, has ordained for your redemption, liftment, and your resurrection. That's a wonderful God, isn't it? And he said he'll kill off nations for you, right? And he'll break the power of those who exploited you. What are we seeing today? Talk back to me. What are we seeing? And if you don't believe it, let's listen to this again. I'm still going to play these two clips. So y'all listen to this.
Hope I survive. I hope we all survive, but some people are going to get hurt.
I believe you recently said, Jim, that, you know, once the war is over, the stock market could see another hurrah, but then there'd be a downturn event.
Well, that's my view. I'm not good at market timing. My view is something is going to cause this thing in Ukraine to calm down fairly soon. It's not doing Putin any good. It's not doing anybody any good. So who knows what? If he can find a way to save face, things will stop. That will lead to a big rally, especially since central banks are not so aggressive right now. We'll have the big rally. It'll be the last rally. I hope that if it works that way, that I'm smart enough to sell that last rally. It'll probably be a big rally, because then people say, gosh, nothing can win the stock market now. And then it'll be the end.
Well, let's look.
I had to play that one again. And we got to listen to this. This is a two-minute clip, okay? Y'all give me like 3 or 4 minutes, okay? I'm not trying your patience or whatever, but I don't want to end without giving you this, okay? Because it ties into everything that we see, because we're seeing the destiny being fulfilled. We're seeing that destiny is calls to America are not being heard, so the judgment has to be into her. And while the judgment is beating her, you'll get to see all of these inconvenient truths, something that was held from you because they didn't want you to understand the time. They didn't want to know how valuable you are in the eyesight of God. Think about this before I play this clip. God loves you so much, according to the Bible now, for you Christians that are listening. God loves you so much that he said that he would leave everything in heaven to come after you. Right? And he would raise you back on top. He would judge the people who mistreated you. Judge them. He's going to raise you back on high. He's going to give you a land that you can call your own. He will kill off entire nations to give you a home. If that ain't a loving God, I don't know what is. And they didn't want you to know how precious you are. And I've got to go, God. And God said, you're more precious to him than gold or silver purified in a furnace 77 times. Seven times. Think of yourself as lowly. And so when you look at your other brother, you look at him with hatred and bewilderment and contempt. You're looking at him through the eyes or the lenses of your slave master, and you don't know it. But those lenses are